his church is that all sorts of different people come together that we may, with one voice, with one beautiful harmony, one voice, glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is God's hope, and that is his heartfelt desire for a church family. So the question is, how does that come about? How do we become, like we were singing a moment ago, one beautiful harmony before the Lord God, praising his name? Well, the letter that we just had a part of it read to us just now, the letter of Romans, was to a church in Rome. And in that church in Rome, there were very, very different people indeed. There were some people whose background was Jewish, and they were very keen on obeying and keeping all the laws of God's word in the Old Testament about what they ate and what they didn't eat and all the rest of it. They were very different. The other side, there was a whole bunch of people whose background was Gentiles. And quite frankly, they couldn't care less. They never really thought about what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. They just went along living their lives as they did. Those very two different types of people ended up being in that one church together. So the big question for them, and the big question for us now, is how do such very different people come together in one harmonious way to God's glory and to the praise of his name? I've got two simple answers for you, okay? And the first one is this. The answer for the both of them actually is the same. The answer is Jesus. It always is Jesus. But the first one is this. Through Jesus, who did not please himself. The best way, or one of the best ways for us to be united as a church, is for each of us to think like Jesus. To think like Jesus, who did not put himself first, but thought and cared about others. So the verse says, say it with me from here. Let each of us please our neighbor for their good, to build them up. For Christ did not please himself. It's so easy for us to only think about ourselves. So when you are feeling sad, often you won't be thinking about somebody else who is sad like you. You'll be so filled with, sometimes we call it self-pity, we forget that other people might be sad as well. When a decision needs to be made, an important decision, often we are thinking, well, hang on, what's in it for me? If the decision goes that way, what am I going to lose? Rather than actually thinking, how does this decision bless and help somebody else? That's what's being said here. Let each of us please our neighbor, to actually think about other people first, before we think of ourselves. And the reason and the possibility of doing this, because I think it's miraculous, is Jesus. For Christ did not please himself. What an amazing thing. Jesus lived all his life entirely for other people. He never put himself first. I wonder if you remember the time when Jesus picked up a towel and he went round his friends in a room together, and he bowed down and stooped at each of one of them's feet, and he washed their feet and he dried it off with a towel. None of them were very willing to do it, but Jesus did, and he set that as an example that we might follow in. Christ did not please himself, and that is the call for us. Jesus has so put you first and put me first, that means that I'm able to say words, and you can say words like this. I'm going to read them off my paper here. Jesus has been so wonderful putting me first, even to die on the cross for me. I'm so grateful, and I want to share his wonderful ways with others. That means I can say, how can I encourage the person sat next to me and put myself second? How can I, and what can I do to help this person that I meet with every week in Club Central grow in their faith? How can I pray for this person? What can I do to serve the church? And sometimes it might mean a bit difficult for me to do that, because it might mean me spending more time on other people, or most of the time it means putting myself second. How can I put myself second to help other people be blessed in their faith? That's what these wonderful verses are saying for us today. So how do we become a united church? Remember that harmony? Number one, through Jesus, who did not please himself. Let's say the verse again together. Let each of us please our neighbor for their good, to build them up, for Christ did not please himself. And the second one as well, the second answer to how do we work at being united? Well, it's through Jesus again. Let's have the next one up there. Through Jesus, who is the way to harmony. Let's read these verse 5 together. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus. See, it's picking up music again here. See that? Like we were doing earlier on. Harmony. That's what we were doing. Singing like one voice, but other voices coming together in harmony. But the key thing is that only comes in accord with Christ Jesus. We can't become one without Jesus. We need Jesus. Basically, this is saying the more that we agree about Jesus, the more that we decide to follow in Jesus' ways, the closer that we walk with Jesus through our lives, the more that we are praying that God, by his Spirit, would make us more like Jesus, then the closer we are to Jesus, then actually the closer we are and more united we are with one another. So for this, I have got three volunteers, Sam and Israel and Josh. Could you meet me over here, please? Some of you will have heard of a three-legged race. Well, today we are going to do a four-legged race underneath over here. So let's, Sam, you're the tallest, we'll have you in the middle there. No, Josh, I think you're the tallest. So Josh, stand in the middle and face that way. Israel, you stand there. Put your feet together like that there. And here we go. Get you strapped together nice and tight there. Okay there, ow, sorry. There you are, Sam, you put your foot there. Okay, now why don't you just head across and walk around the room for us for a moment there. Can you go a bit faster? Oh, yeah, stop, risk assessment. Come back here. Yeah, reverse. Okay. See, the key thing is Josh in the middle, isn't it? It's him. He's strapped to both. So Josh has got to get it right, and the other two have got to keep in touch with Josh, haven't they? So let's figure this out. Josh, this foot is your number one foot. That means what foot number is that for you, Sam? Well, number one. This is your number two foot. So Israel, this is your number two foot. That's your number one foot. That's your number two foot. So Josh, you go 1, 2, 1, 2, and it should all work out fine. Off you go. 1, 2, 1. Big round of applause for them. Brilliant. Please do take the straps off and head back to your chairs. Very well done indeed there. Brilliant. That makes the point, doesn't it? Live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus. As we stick and walk in time with him. Thank you, Israel, very much indeed for your help there. We stick close to Jesus. Actually, we end up being close with each other. But there's a responsibility there, isn't there? Each of us have actually got a responsibility, and we have to own it, that I personally stick with Jesus. And if you're doing the same thing, we'll actually draw closer to each other. We will remain different. Back in Rome, the Jewish background people remained Jewish background people. They couldn't change it. The Gentile background people remain Gentile background people. Our differences are good. They're there. And we, as they come together in Jesus, they're part of the beautiful harmony that God wants to create in one fantastic church. So let's rejoice in our differences. But if we focus on them, we're less likely to get united. We need to focus on Jesus and bring our differences together like one voice singing that wonderful, wonderful harmony. So the final verse, Steve's already mentioned this. That's where we're heading, verse 7. The key thing is we're one, we welcome one another. Let's say this verse together. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. You notice again, it's all in Jesus, isn't it? We welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you. So please, would you turn to the person near to you that you did not come to church with this morning, maybe behind you, or maybe over your child's head, and reach across your hand and say, I'm so glad I'm in the same church as you. Welcome. And while you're doing that, I'm handing back to Steve.